You know, they use that for heating the whole house, that fireplace. And you want to put your beans on in a black pot? Oh, we had them old black pots.
What about what you fry eggs in nowadays?
Well, I just fry eggs in a skillet.
Does a skillet have to have legs on it?
No. No, a skillet doesn't have to have legs on it.
What about the one you use in the fireplace?
Well, they had legs on them, most of them. Uh-huh. But we had ones that didn't have legs on it. You could pull out a couple of sticks and set it on. Mm-hmm. The ones with the legs on was the best to cook on the fireplace.
Did you ever hear them called spiders?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's the word you were trying to get, spiders. Yes, sir.
Spiders is the skillets with legs?
Yes, I guess a spider one is a skillet with legs. I guess that is a skillet with legs, a spider. But you see, I've got away from that stuff. I don't remember it. I told my husband, I said, well, I don't know. I'm afraid I'm not going to be answered. There's so many things I just don't remember.
Well, everybody's like that, though. I mean.
But, oh, how we did cook on that fireplace.
The thing that you set the wood on.
Them dog irons.
Any other name for them?
Andirons. They call them andirons now. Dog irons.
What about that goes up across?
Mantelpiece.
And if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood could you use to start it with?
You know, I used to be a professional at that. Because my dad, when he went to build a fire, he wanted to build it right now.
Uh-huh.
We cut lighted pine and splinters. And they had to be just so. You stack them in that fireplace and light that match, and it wouldn't take, and you could start a fire in a very short time.
What about taking a big piece of wood and setting that toward the back of the fireplace?
Oh, that was called a backlog. Yeah, you put your backlog back then and build your fire. Yes, sir. That was your backlog.
And the stuff you shovel out of the fireplace?
Ashes and coals.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Soot, and that. Pine splinters would make that soot.
How did you clean it out?
Well, honey, I don't remember ever cleaning it out, but I'm sure my dad probably cleaned it out. But if you had your fireplace where it would draw good, it didn't build up too much soot. That went out through the chimney. We never had no trouble like that.
Talk about things that you'd have in a house. This thing I'm sitting in is called a...
Well, that thing's just called a chair. I don't know what kind of chair you call it.
What about that thing over there?
Well, now, that could be a sofa, a Davenport, or a couch.
What's the difference?
I don't know if there's any. I don't really know if there's any. Well, do you know? Now, you tell me that one. Do you know? I don't know.
It's different people would.
Yeah, I just don't know.
What would you probably call it?
That. I call it Davenport. No, I call it couch. I just call it a couch. Couch is the shortest word for it.
Okay.
But I don't remember what they called it when I bought it. But what it is, what that really is, it's a sleeper couch. You pull it out, and make it makes a bed.
What sort of things would people have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
Well, you used to have, some called it an armor, some a chiffreau.
What did that look like?
Well, it was just a tall piece of furniture you could hang your clothes up in. And,
what did you call that?
Well, the only one I ever owned, I called it a chaffarot.
Uh-huh.
I bought that. The first set of furniture, my husband and I, first bedroom suit we bought after we married, it had one of them tall, upright chaffarots. It had drawers on one side and a place to hang your clothes on the other. And they called that a chaffarot.
They didn't have
but they have an old wardrobe. There's some of them they call a wardrobe and some armor. But to actually know the difference, I don't know.
It's all different names.
That's things I never even tried to cipher out.